Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be almost ideal as we move forward through the next 10 days to 2 weeks. The situation will be well balanced between shower and thunderstorm activity and sunshine, and temperatures are expected to be mostly seasonable with a slight warmer bias. The environment will be just about perfect for pollination of corn and for more accelerated development in the soybean fields. And we'll also see sorghum and other crops benefiting from this pattern, not only in the Midwest, but across parts of the plains and portions of the Delta and southeastern states. There are some dryness pockets out there that need to be looked into. Those include areas in the lower parts of the U.S. Delta and also from parts of Georgia into the Carolinas. These areas are all seeing firming soil and eventually may become too dry. In fact, already parts of the Carolinas are considered to be too dry, and crop stress will continue for a while, and there will be a threat to their production potentials. In hard red winter wheat country, we'll see rain fall a little bit more often across those areas as we move through this next 5 to 7 days. The precipitation will be great enough to slow field work, but we'll still see warm enough temperatures to generate a favorable environment for some field progress between rain events. There will be sufficient drying time between each event, and that should help to get farmers into the fields to wrap up this year's harvest. Showers will occur across parts of the Midwest, but we don't expect them to be very significant today or tomorrow. The precipitation will probably impact only a very small percentage of the region. The majority of the area is expected to see net drying conditions. A frontal boundary will attempt to move through parts of the Midwest as we get to Friday and Saturday and even into Sunday. The frontal boundary will be kind of slow moving across the region, and so the amount of rain that falls will be varied. Some of the slower moving thunderstorms that evolve could still produce some locally heavy rainfall, and we'll expect to see maybe a slight chance for some hail and some damaging wind in some of the stronger storms. However, a lot of the precipitation is expected to be weak, and we don't expect to see a huge problem with flood potentials across the region. Certainly those areas that have been dealing with excess moisture are seeing much improved conditions right now, but any substantial rains that fall would quickly rekindle flooding and perhaps raise some more concern over crop conditions. With that said, we don't expect anybody to get that kind of soaking rain that would cause a serious problem, at least not over this next 5 to 7 days. Now, the majority of the precipitation will probably run from about 0.2 inch to 0.75 inch as that frontal system cuts through the Midwest. I would not expect to see very many locations see heavier rains, but there will be potential for more than an inch. In some counties, the precipitation will be most significant up in parts of Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas initially, and as we move into the end of the week and into the weekend, we'll see those stronger storms from Nebraska into parts of the heart of the Midwest, and eventually the precipitation work its way out of the region. There will be a follow-up frontal system that will occur as we move into the early to middle part of next week, and it will behave quite similarly with additional showers and thunderstorms impacting parts of the region, with some locally heavy rain possible. The temperatures across the region will run mostly in the 80s through a big part of the forecast period. There will be a few upper 70s in the far northeast, and there will also be some 90-degree temperatures, mostly lower 90s, occurring down the Missouri River Valley initially. That will occur probably tomorrow into Friday, and we'll see the temperatures continuing to be over 90 degrees in the lower parts of the Midwest, as well as the Delta and southeastern states. In fact, the further south you go, the more warmth there's going to be, and some of the temperatures could be downright hot, with extreme highs getting into the upper 90s to around 100 degrees in both the southern plains and a part of the Delta, perhaps the western portions of the Delta in particular. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.